Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Rhonda Weiss.
I'm an avid bird watcher, although very amateur. And I don't really know what I'm doing, but I get very excited when I see birds. So when I take walks in my neighborhood, I'm always stopping and I'm looking around. If I see something, oh, what's that? And I was very excited when I was taking a walk in my neighborhood in Parkland that I noticed in a tree right to the entrance of my development that a hawk was building a nest. The way I could tell it was a hawk, even though I'm an amateur, is that it has, you know, it looks like a bird of prey. You can definitely tell it's different with the longer talons, and it's pretty good size. You know, not a huge bird, but bigger than, you know, the things, you know, like a blue jay you might see in your backyard. So every day when I would take my walk, I would pause and look for the hawk and look up in the tree, see what the hawk's up to. And a couple of times the hawk, I think, maybe noticed I was doing this because it would stop and it would squawk. And I would think, oh, is the hawk squawking at me? Or, is that just what hawks do? So I would walk back and forth. One day when I'm returning from my walk, instead of remembering to look up as I always do, for some reason I was in deep thought and I didn't look up, just walking into the neighborhood, when all of a sudden, as I'm passing under a tree, I feel something, like it felt like somebody pegged me on the back of the head with a soccer ball, like boom, like ah. And I guess what you don't realize until it happens, that if something falls on your head, your reaction is to sort of hunch forward and look down, because you're waiting for the thing to keep falling and hit the ground and see what it was. So I lean and hunch, and the weird thing is nothing fell from my head onto the ground. So I looked up, and as I look in the distance, the hawk is flying away. And I said, no. Did the hawk just dive bomb me and bonk me in the head? But there was no other explanation. Nothing had fallen. I didn't see anything on the ground. And it was a pretty hard boom. Like, it was something of good size. Another thing is, I have, like, a big head of poofy, curly hair. Did it think I was nesting material? You know, was it angry at me? I don't really know what its motivation was, because I, you know, can't think like a bird. So I go home. I tell my family, my husband, my kids, oh, I think a hawk just dive-bombed me and hit me in the head. I'm like, what? No, they thought I was nuts. No one believed me. So after that, I keep walking, looking every day. I see the hawk, but then, you know, the season passes. I don't really think about it anymore. And exactly 1 year later, this was in January, which I guess is their nesting time, I'm taking a walk again, and I notice, oh, the hawk is building its nest again. It must be that time of year. I guess they come back to the same place. But I'm no longer staring at it, because I feel like, no, me, it's over with me and the hawk. So I'm taking my walk back and forth. This season, you know, a couple weeks go by, and about almost a year to the day, I'm walking back into my neighborhood again, not looking for the hawk, not caring about the hawk at all, when all of a sudden, boom, something hits me. I'm in the same exact spot where I was standing. Some hit my head, but this time, instead of hunching and looking down, I immediately looked up, and there's the hawk swooping away into the distance. And I was sure of it now that the hawk hit me this time. So I go running back. The hawk, it got me again. You're not going to believe this. I saw it this time. I wasn't crazy last year. It must have been the hawk that hit me. So now my husband says, you know, you better start wearing a helmet when you take your walks. And leave those hawks alone. Stop looking for them. So I had to kind of swear off bird watching for a while for my own personal safety. But I still do love looking for birds and trying to see maybe smaller ones that aren't quite as aggressive.
Rhonda Weiss with a story about a protective hawk.
That's for sure. And one of the first things I learned about literature many, many moons ago, and it certainly applies to all storytelling, is one of the basic conflicts in literature as in life is man against nature. And this is certainly a woman against nature or nature against woman story, no doubt about it.
I kind of chuckled because she is quite an amateur bird watcher if she doesn't know that birds will protect their territory.
Well, I didn't get the sense that she didn't know. I got the sense that it wasn't really something she was focused on. Everything about Rhonda's story and everything about the way she tells it, the language she uses, the sequencing that she uses, this is a very intelligent woman. This is a woman who really has her mind on, not necessarily every moment, on the birds, has her mind on other things. And when you're not focused on something, you get caught by surprise.
It's pretty scary. She handled being attacked and being bumped on the head pretty calmly.
Well, at least in retrospect, she certainly did. And I think she certainly came to understand that she was in this bird's territory. You know, we always ask people to tell where in South Florida their story's taking place, not only because we connect the person with the place, we connect the place with the story, but also because often place is a character in a story. We hear reviewers say this all the time in books or about movies, that the place is so important. This plot says a lot about this place. And I love that this story took place in Parkland because on one level, Parkland is absolutely beautiful and has a great deal of wilderness to it. On the other hand, it is an upscale neighborhood. People really have lovely houses, and there are lovely services and institutions there. So it is very much the entanglement of humans and nature, of the best of humans, perhaps, and the best of nature, perhaps. And this story really epitomizes that human-nature connection and antagonism.
Parkland sounds like such a generic name for a place like Springfield, and I don't even know where Parkland is.
Parkland is in Broward County, in North Broward County, a little bit west, and it's a beautiful community.
I thought it was funny how her family didn't believe her that she was attacked by the hawk.
Well, this happens so often. This is really a riff in storytelling, to borrow an expression from music. And this is a motif that is that something bizarre happens to the storyteller and nobody believes him or her. And think about all the movies and you've seen and books you've read where this is the case. And it is so frustrating for the person who's lived through this bizarre encounter. So that makes it, I think, archetypical in a way.
I liked her storytelling.
Yes, she did so many things right. And don't you just like this person from listening to the way she tells her story? She has great energy in her voice and a really easy voice to listen to, very pleasant voice to listen to. She also uses some wonderful storytelling techniques. For example, onomatopoeia. She says boom and when she's talking about an explosion, so we hear it as well as we're decoding that word in our minds, like we do with any word that we hear. We actually hear the sound. And, of course, she uses what we would call vocal variety, perhaps, or paralinguistics. She actually raises her voice when she says boom. She makes it loud, increases the volume of her voice. She did the same thing with what? You know, she just uses her voice very interestingly. She also used really nice turns of phrase. She talked about, it felt like somebody pegged me with a soccer ball. There we have our simile, that kind of imagery we learn about in literature. Dive bombed is a very strong way of saying that a bird came down to me. She didn't just say visited me or hit me. She said dive bombed. That's very aggressive. Squawking and being concerned with their personal safety. I know that this is serious. If people wear bicycle helmets to protect themselves against hawks dive bombing, I am not in any way making light of the fact that she needs to protect herself. But she said it in a very humorous way. So this is a serious story on one hand. We certainly don't want Rhonda Weiss or anybody else hurt by a hawk. But on the other hand, she's told it in such a charming and whimsical way.
Well, I think she's kind of lucky because, I mean, I've been threatened by birds as well. Maybe a blue jay who tried to scare me, but none that really came down and hit me. But this hawk physically attacked her, and I'm glad the hawk didn't dig talons into her or get caught in her hair.
Well, absolutely. And it could have been a very serious story. And that's what's so interesting about storytelling in general, or oral storytelling in particular. The way she told the story allows us to laugh, allows us to enjoy, whereas she could have described the same events in a very serious, very disturbed way. And it reflects her personality that she did not. Now, of course, when this happened, she might have been very scared and very disturbed about it. But after the fact, now, she can tell it in a way that's very entertaining and yet also educational.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. We'd like to hear more stories from our listeners. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, tonight they can get in touch with me by going to Vox, the Storytelling Slam at FAU, Florida Atlantic University's main campus in Boca, 777 Glades Road, the Living Room Theater Cafe. It goes from 8 to 9:30. It's free. Anybody can tell a brief story who signs up in time when they get there. And in the future, they can get in touch with me to tell a story on the air or to find out about more storytelling events at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories at WLRN.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.